USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Health and Human Services is reporting more than 77% of America's ICU beds are being used right now as hospitals admit severely ill COVID patients, almost all of them unvaccinated. It should be noted only hospitals registered with Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services were included in the report, and not all hospitals were surveyed. Eatonville, Washington high school administrators are demanding ankle monitors with video and sound be on all student athletes, regardless of vaccination status. Coaches, staff, and athletes must wear the monitors. The school district says students are not tracked. Instead, the device's radio-based sensors track the distance between others who wear one. Parents not happy with their overreach can voice their opinion at Wednesday evening's school board meeting. Eatonville is just an hour's drive south of Seattle, Washington. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News President Biden's blunder is making history that will be remembered for decades.
You know, when history looks back at this moment, and it's going to look back at this moment, this is going to be a big deal for decades. This is going to be covered as one of the worst catastrophes in American foreign policy history for two reasons. Number one is failure of this administration to anticipate what they should have known, what the red lights were flashing the whole time, that the Taliban was moving faster than they were talking about, and the whole time they were oblivious to it, it seemed. And then the botching of this evacuation, of this entire process. This is the way the process should have worked, okay? What Joe Biden should have said is, we have these people, and we have this equipment, and we're going to get it out of Afghanistan, and we'll leave once we have all that stuff. And anyone who gets in the way, including the Taliban, who tries to stop us, is going to be killed. You will die if you get in our way. Not August 31st, and not September 1st, not August 29th, not a date, a goal.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As Americans wait and see if our brothers and sisters can be rescued from Afghanistan, the women of Afghanistan have already lost. Former Inside Edition producer Laura Trump on Fox News says all Americans should be appalled by America's lackadaisical leadership.
Yeah, it is absolutely devastating. And it's thanks to Joe Biden and the Biden administration that every woman and girl in Afghanistan has just lost their fundamental basic human rights. We are talking about girls as young as 9 years old being subjected to arranged marriages. We are talking about brutality, torture, rape, and if they don't fully comply with what the Taliban want, then they're just simply killed. We've already seen it happen. And look, I don't know who needs to hear this. Perhaps it is our federal government and the Biden administration, but the Taliban is a barbaric terrorist organization. The fact that we are in any way, shape, or form considering legitimizing them at all, especially as the government of a country, is mind-boggling to me. I had incredibly low expectations as to how Joe Biden would be as president of the United States. He has surpassed even my lowest expectation at this point. Every American should be shocked and shaken to our core by what we have seen happen under Joe Biden in such a short amount of time. God bless all of those people in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.